Bathhouse Ballads, March 23, 2010. Safe and Sound. When I first experienced Korea, in 2000, I remember a chemist shop on the corner where I lived, which used to stack vitamin drinks outside the store in front of the windows. The drinks were in boxes and used to remain there throughout the night. Anyone wishing to steal a box would have had little difficulty. Today the store is a plush American-style bar which may even be called Friends, and the chances are that next year it will be a restaurant or internet cafe. I remember the boxes of drinks well, as I was always tempted to steal one. I never did, and don't think I ever intended to, but clearly there is something in the Western psyche that prompts one to steal anything which isn't chained down. This observation I base on my own immoral character, as well as on the characters of fellow Westerners from New Zealand, Australia, and the USA, all who admitted that if something isn't secured, it warrants being stolen. I know electrical stores which stack new refrigerators outside the store, flush against the windows, and street vendors, some who are friends, will often leave microwaves, food, small televisions, and many items in their plastic tents overnight. All easy pickings for anyone with a pair of scissors or penknife and a will to steal. Leaving property in situations where it could be stolen is clearly not a major concern in Korea, and the practice of leaving things unattended or stepping out of premises temporarily without locking up is widespread. Several months ago, I went shopping at 6:30 in the morning, and apart from the food hall on the ground floor, the other three floors were all void of staff, and despite some display being draped with covers, the majority of goods, clothes, sports equipment, etc. were visible. Once again, that little urge to steal presented itself, but I resisted. I still find it amazing that a large department store leaves its aisles open and unguarded overnight. I'm sure cameras were present, but I doubt stealing something would have been all that difficult. Of course, I'm not suggesting that in Korea crime does not exist, as it does, and on one occasion I was the victim. But I do feel one is less likely to be a victim in Korea than in the UK, my home country, and beyond any doubt, one is much less likely to experience physical violence. Several years ago, my neighbours in the UK moved house, and their old property remained vacant for almost a week prior to new occupants arriving. In their front garden they left two large ceramic plant pots. Late one evening, just as I was going to bed, I heard a car stop adjacent to my house, and looking out the window, I watched a silhouetted figure emerge from the car, dart across the front garden to steal the two pots. My neighbourhood has one of the lowest crime rates in the UK, but it doesn't stop plant pots or garden sheds from being stolen, and rape and the occasional unprovoked violent assault all occur from time to time. My hometown has a population of 35,000, compared to Daegu, which has around 3 million. Much of the crime suffered in the UK, however, and a crime I feel especially absent in Korea, is the vandalisation and destruction of property for no apparent reason. A significant element in our society has a bent for destroying, wrecking, maiming, or ruining anything which belongs to someone else, and there seems to be a correlation between the amount of affection put into whatever it was that was targeted and the relish with which it is destroyed. Gravestones, bowling greens, and especially attractive gardens seem currently in vogue. If you can assault the victim's emotions, committing the crime seems all the more pleasurable. In 2000, when I first worked in Songso, Daegu, the Kentucky Fried Chicken next to my school had a life-size model of Colonel Saunders stood outside the store. As it was Christmas, he had been jollied up in a Santa outfit and even had a walking stick hanging from his wrist. Neither the model nor the stick were secured and remained in situ until he was de-jollied sometime in the new year. In my hometown in the UK, a similar model has to be secured by a chain to prevent it being stolen, and it is not left out at night. If vandals attempted to remove the UK model and found it chained, their tempers would be inflamed and they would simply smash it to pieces. Back in Korea, Colonel Saunders remained outside the store, unfettered, 24 hours a day. No one thought to carry him a mile or so down the road for some silly prank, or to rip off his arms or kick his head off, and no one thought it necessary to steal his cane and subsequently use it to smash a shop window or terrorise a passer-by. But then the fast food restaurants in my high street have to employ bouncers, and at one time, whilst a student at university, I worked as one for almost a year. And in Korea, students as young as 7, usually with mobile phones dangling from their necks, bring their parents' ATM cards to school to pay their monthly fees. Nonchalantly, they hand them over to staff, and no one seems concerned or worried that the kids might lose them, use them, or that the staff might make notes of their details or overcharge them. As for their mobile phones, often expensive and the latest in the range, who would want to steal them? Everyone simply trusts each other to do the right thing. I'm sounding like a gimmicky cheerleader, but back home a little kid with an expensive mobile would be assaulted and robbed. Almost opposite my school is a garden centre which sells a vast range of ceramic items, all of which are stored outside the shop. This business is one of the longest surviving in my part of Songso, and has been here since at least 1999. The road on which it stands is fairly quiet, especially in the evening, and at one time, prior to building projects, several vacant lots nestled beside its borders, which occasionally hosted 24-hour soju tents. Even to this day, I'm amazed that the place has never been vandalised, or that drunks have never decided to kick over a few pots. I think the photos do the premises justice, and as you can see, there are thousands of items all displayed in tiers and completely open to the public. Though there seems to be the supports for a fence fronting the premises, and though I pass by here every day, I have never seen evidence of vandalism. It is not unusual to see people, usually elderly, who will stop and pick up a piece of litter in the street, but perhaps the best example of mutual respect and community spirit can be found on mountain trails where small gyms are customarily established, usually on or close to mountain peaks. I have used such gyms in both Chunnan and Daegu, and in the mountains verging Songso, have used two. The closest to my apartment, perhaps 30 minutes, I have used on and off over 10 years. Here you will find a number of exercise facilities provided by the local authorities, but which have been augmented by items carried to the top by local people. A clock has been secured to a tree, numerous weights, exercise hoops, and an exercise bench. None of these items are chained or secured in place. In Chunnan, someone had provided stout bokken, wooden kendo sticks made of a durable wood, and on a sturdy tree stump fixed rubber tires. Frequently I sat and watched individuals swim the bokken from one side to the other in order to strike the tires with powerful blows. And nearby was a waste bin and numerous brooms for sweeping the little gym clean. The clock on top of the Songso Mountain impresses me the most, as this has been here for 10 years, though it may not be the same one. Irrespective, no one has thought to smash it or hurl the weights or dumbbells down the steep path which leads to the base of the mountain. That you can set something delicate on the side of the road or in a small clearing on a secluded mountain summit and leave it in the knowledge it will neither be stolen nor vandalised is a testament, a trophy, to the nature of the people living around you.